This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Amy Linseski, attorney at law of Morgan & Morgan, law firm, address on file. Dear Ms. Linseski, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, April Eisnugel, please note the following medical letter, period. April is A-P-R-I-L. Last name Eisnogle. On December 16th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 62-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 155 pounds, period. She was involved in an injury at Kroger's on or about October 26, 2024, inside in Indianapolis, as she was retrieving a pumpkin from a bin on a skid, period. Her foot slipped off the skid and she fell, period. She injured her low back, comma, right leg, comma, right knee, comma, rib cage, comma, chest, comma, abdomen, and right groin, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in her low back, comma, right leg, comma, right knee, comma, and rib cage, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, chiropractic care, and two MRIs, period. The pain is continuous, period. It is a burning, piercing, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the ankle with burning and stabbing discomfort, period. New paragraph. Her right leg pain was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medicine, period. It is a constant burning, throbbing, and piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 10 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates from the knee to the groin, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain is constant, period. It has burning, stabbing, throbbing, piercing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 10 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, medication, and an MRI, period. New paragraph. Her rib cage pain was treated with medication and chiropractic care, period. It is intermittent, lasting 12 hours per day, period. Is a scratching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately 6 days later. She was seen at Methodist Emergency Room. She was treated and released after x-rays and pain medicine, period. She saw her family doctor days later at Southeast Clinic of IU. She was seen a few times, given medicines, referral to chiropractic, physical therapy, and pain management, period. She was seen by a chiropractor at HealthNet several times. She had manipulation, then physical therapy at HealthNet of Community Hospital several times, period. Family practice is presently referring her to pain management to be done in the future, period. She had an MRI at Methodist Hospital. She had an MRI of the low back, pelvis, and femur, period. She is awaiting an MRI of the knee in the future, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems walking over 7 feet, comma, falling, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 2 pounds, comma, sitting over 5 minutes, comma, standing over 10 seconds, comma, sports such as softball, kickball, and cornhole, comma, sleeping, comma, and she needs assistance bathing, period. New paragraph. Medications include metformin, glipizide, comma, allergy medicines, comma, gabapentin, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, lipid medicines, comma, and ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. Past medical history. Is positive for diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, cephalgia, comma, and arthritis in the low back, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for tubal ligation. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, and she awaits pain management, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. Her right leg was injured in the 1990s when she was kicked by a draft horse in the right calf, period. There was no fracture or permanency, no treatment other than x-rays, period. Her right knee was never injured, period. Her rib cage was injured in 1998 when she fractured 5 ribs in a spinous process of the mid-back. There was no treatment other than off work 1 week, period. No physical therapy or permanency, period. The patient never pinched a nerve down her leg or had a pelvic injury, period. She has not been involved in prior serious automobile accidents, period. She has not had work injuries other than the calf injury in the 1990s that I discussed above, period. End of period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is a semi-driver, period. She had to stop work September 8, 2025, period. She has not returned to work since the injury, period. She is applying for temporary disability, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, IU Health Methodist Hospital, November 1st, 2024, 61-year-old female with history of diabetes who presents today with right lower chest pain after a fall, period. She says 6 days ago she was in a grocery store and she fell against a large cardboard crate, period. Since then, she has been having pain in those areas, period. Several times since this incident occurred, she has had a numbness and tingling sensation on the left side of her body that travels from her arm to her face, period. On physical examination, tender to palpation, right lower anterior and posterior ribs, soft moderate right upper quadrant and epigastric tenderness to palpation, period. Medical decision-making, she is very tender to palpation in the right anterior and posterior lower chest, as well as the upper abdomen, period. I did obtain a CBC and BMP, as well as the upper abdomen, period. Also did a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, period. There are no acute findings seen on CT, period. I treated her pain here initially with morphine and gave her some Zofran, period. Then provided her with a dose of Toradol, 15 milligrams, and Percocet, 5 milligrams, period. Assessment 1, chest wall pain. 2, abdominal pain. Ordered Oxycontin, acetaminophen, period. End of report. x-rays of the pelvis, hip, and femur, right two views, impression. One, no active hip bony process seen. Two, degenerative disc narrowing suggested in the lower lumbar spine, period. This was done September 19th, 2025, period. End of report. X-rays of the lumbar spine, September 19th, 2025. Indication, sciatic of the right side, complains of low back pain, right lower extremity pain, period. Impression 1, grade 1, antrolithesis of L4 on L5. 2, mild multiple degenerative disc disease. 3, mild to moderate multilevel degenerative facet disease, period. End of report. HealthNet note, September 5th, 2025. Patient presents to clinic with complaint of low back and upper back slash neck pain from her job as a truck driver, period. Patient states in late October 2024, she experienced a mild blunt force trauma to the upper abdomen from a wooden pallet while reaching down for an item at the grocery store that still causes her residual pain over the skin in that area to this day, period. Assessment 1, segmental somatic dysfunction of the cervical region. 2, cervical radiculopathy. 3, cervical algia. 4, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the thoracic region. 5, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the pelvic region. 4, dorsalgia of the thoracic spine. 8, dorsalgia of the lumbar spine. 9, muscle spasm. Procedures, segmental adjusted, period. End of report. HealthNet Southeast note, March 14th, 2025. Reason for follow-up, fall at Kroger was October 26th. Patient notes that since she continues to have pain in the upper abdomen to the area just below her ribs, period. Assessment, chest wall pain. Treatment, start gabapentin, refill cyclobenzaprine, period. End of report. IU Hospital West, February 8th, 2025, MRI of the abdomen. Indication states trauma to the abdomen and chest in October of 2024. Impression 1, left adrenal nodule. 2, hepatic steatosis. End of report. HealthNet note, September 9th, 2025. Symptoms, knee pain dash not from injury. Patient reports from the groin all the way to the right leg and knee, period. Hurts all the time. Drives a semi. Hurts to go up and down truck, period. End of report. HealthNet note, September 11th, 2025. Assessment, sciatic of the right side, right hip pain, and contusions of the sole of the left foot. Also, sciatic of the right side could be stemming from your back, period. Start by x-ray of the back and hip, likely. X-rays of the back and hip, period. Likely will need physical therapy before MRI. Right hip pain, imaging, x-ray, hip, femur, right, period. End of report. X-rays of the pelvis and hip right, September 19th, 2025. Indication, hip pain, no known trauma, period. Impression, no acute hip bony process seen. 2, degenerative disc narrowing suggested in the lower lumbar spine. 3, no active right femur bony process seen, period, end of report. IU Methodist Hospital, September 9th, 2025, 61-year-old female, presents with right knee pain times 1 week, period. She reports getting out of cab of her truck, putting weight on the right leg, and feeling a burning sensation from the groin to the foot, period, end of report. IU Health Methodist Hospital Rehab East reports right leg pain for the last 2 weeks after stepping out of her truck and landing on her right leg, period. She went to the ER about a week ago and has been seeing a chiropractor, period, end of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which is sustained as a result of the Kroger injury of October 26, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed an unrelated umbilical scar from tubal ligation in 1986, period. Examination of the chest revealed tenderness to the lower sternum with palpable heat, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equally reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. Flexion was diminished by 6 degrees, period. Thoracic examination unremarkable. Lumbar examination revealed lumbar flexion diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 78 degrees right, 86 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee revealed diminished range of motion and strength, period. There was 8% swelling of the right knee, period. Flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right hip with abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 10 degrees, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, chest wall pain, comma, trauma, comma, strain, comma, costochondritis, comma, and rib trauma, period. Number 2, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. 3, right knee pain. 4, sciatica with restless leg syndrome. Number 5, right hip pain. Number 6, cervical, thoracic, lumbar, comma, pelvic, comma, strain, pain, trauma, and radiculopathy, period. Diagnoses 1 and 2 are well documented in the medical record and a direct result of the fall injury at Kroger on October 26, 2024, period. Diagnoses 3 to 6, unfortunately, are not well documented in the medical record, period. Although the patient correlates this to the fall injury, they are not directly supported in the medical records from the fall injury, period. Diagnoses 3 to 6 are more likely due to work injury and chronic medical problems, period. without other medical documentation. I cannot correlate diagnoses 3 to 6 to the Kroger injury, but would reevaluate if further records become available, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is a permanent impairment to the patient's chest and rib cage, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished function for the remainder of her life, period. If she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas, period. New paragraph. Future expenses will include ongoing medication, both prescription and over-the-counter, at a cost of $125 a month for the remainder of her life, period. She was told that she may need some repeat MRIs of the prior areas involved, period. Injections in her knee and a knee brace may be warranted, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.